Sorry, come in. Sorry about that. I'm busy working on an email. So, sorry. Hang on one sec. Okay. So sorry about that. Anyways, when it comes to these emails, you gotta work really fast, otherwise they just cram your mind and then, you know, it works. And just need to work on that real quick before anything else happens. So, what can I do for you? Mm-hmm. You want me to check your files? Sure, hand it over. Okay, it's a pretty thick folder, that's for sure. And the, your findings are, okay? Okay, so I don't really have time to go through the nitty-gritty of it, but the first thing I noticed is the projection looks good, but I think you're missing it by about 10%. Yeah, you might have missed a couple of numbers. Here you go. Because I actually looked at the numbers before handing this over to you, of course, and I thought we should be able to get a bit more than what you've put together. So I think you missed a couple of sections. There are some companies that might have, you know, smaller numbers than the others. I just need you to double check that you didn't miss those, because honestly, that's like a common mistake for many. But those are still substantial numbers that we can put into our presentation for the next couple of days. It's not bad, honestly. I think you did some good work from the, you know, from seeing the superficials of it. But I just want you to be a little bit more thorough, because I really had a different number in mind for that. Not that I presented it to, or like, not that I told the boss about the specific number in my head. I don't want to preempt anything. Yeah, my head was a bit different, so I'd say double check. And if you are still correct in your assumption, like if you still reach that number, please do send me everything, and I will go through all of those, because there's an anomaly somewhere, and I want to make sure that we are able to report that immediately to accounting, so we don't fuck up in the future. So yeah. Otherwise, it's a pretty good job. Like, I didn't expect you to finish most of that in the short amount of time that I gave you. You certainly are doing quite well for someone new here. Is there anything else that might be bothering you? You know, you can tell me. I do have a different type of policy with the way I run my team, so anything and everything is open for you to share. And if it's trouble about a coworker or family, whatever, you know, we'll figure something out. Uh-huh. Is it me distracting you, or is it my secretary? Because I did tell her to lay off on you for a bit since you're new. She does have a habit of playing with your coworkers and, you know, like, the whole teasing seduction gig, like, unbuttoning her blouse and lifting her skirt up, bending over, dropping papers, all of that. It can get a little wild, but it boosts the team's morale and it helps productivity. And, you know, it sort of works in the fact that many other departments have adapted my style too. Oh, you saw that. Well, I mean, it's a chain, right? I specifically gave you a policy that says if you're ever distracted, stressed, or, you know, like feeling a little different, especially since, you know, we're, well, essentially, you're in an almost all male group, but you're surrounded by women everywhere in this company, if you know what I mean. It can get a bit distracting, and I know that sometimes things can get a little bit, can affect the job, the work for a bit, and that's why I'm in an open policy. Like, if you're distracted, if you're aroused and it's affecting your work, definitely take a break. Come to any of us, my secretary or me, and we'll be welcoming you with mouths wide open, if you know what I mean. But it's a chain, right? So if you guys come to my secretary or me, then who do I go to, right? I can't go to the boss because the boss is busy and, well, he deals with other things. So I go to my secretary too. And that that's not out of policy, to be fair. But that I can imagine that can be very distracting for you guys too. And I didn't really mean to do that. And I thought that no one was seeing when... I thought I had the blinds completely closed there, but I guess there was a portion that was open. So you got to see it. And I appreciate you for coming to tell me, because there are times when I want to distract you guys and there are times when I don't. And that was with these critical days, I didn't really mean to distract you. So that is my bad on my part. And I thank you for coming over and telling me about it. And you know what? To make up for it, I want to sincerely apologize with, you know, with my mouth open, if you know what I mean. I mean, I gave you a massive distraction, so let me take care of your massive hard-on. Do you know what I mean? You came over. The other dudes did not come over, so I guess they're, like, more focused than you are, or they're too shy to tell me that they were watching and probably jerking off to me and secretary scissoring. Oh, that is so funny. I'm gonna have to tell her that later. So why don't you come around my desk, pull your pants down, get your cock out, and let me take care of the rest. It's no big deal, I promise. Anything to get you ready and have a clear mind at work so you can continue crunching those numbers, and maybe it'll even help you find the, you know, anything that you might have missed. Yeah? Good. Come over here. Okay. Let me just put this down here. Ah! Okay then, I see what we're working with right now. Impressive. No, I do not make it a policy to compare you with your other coworkers. I enjoy all cocks equally. But, I will say, you taste quite good. You take care of yourself, don't you? Nice, salty, clean. I'm gonna have to cover all my bases and make sure every inch of this cock is properly taken care of. Your cock is pretty feisty too. We're already twitching so much. Of course I like your cock. I might not be willing to compare it with other teammates, but... I wouldn't be getting ahead of myself if I didn't like your cock. Usually, though, I take my time with it, but For now, I'll make an exception. Speaking of, I'll make sure to also take care of these nice round balls of yours. Nice and heavy. Probably filled with so much cum. And fits my mouth so nicely. I told you I'd cover all my bases. I'll have my hands massage these properly while I go back to your cock. My goal is to make you feel so good. Make you come so heavy. And maybe get a good taste of that cum of yours. Because your pre-cum is absolutely dripping. And I'm gonna need more of that. Oh, fuck. Excuse me. 1 second. I just can't ignore it, his emails, otherwise he goes wild. A bit. I'm free. Keep your cock in my mouth. 3 and 2 hours. Cave clean care of team cock. There, you should leave us alone for a while. Like, I'm fully focused on taking care of your cock. Oh, don't be shy. You can pull my head if you want to. Oh, I want to make you feel good anyways. I said just like that. You're good at this. Don't mind the mess. I'll retouch later. For now, I want to make a nice mess over this cock. I want you to come so hard down my tongue and down my throat, okay? Like, you come so hard, I want empty and empty these balls, okay? So you can go back there with a clear mind. Maybe later, if you're distracted again, you can come and see me. Okay? Now go on. I want you to come hard for me. I want you to get every drop of that cum, okay? Okay? Good. Oh, you really taste good. Oh, well done. I hope that cleared your mind for a bit. Yes, post-nut clarity does contribute to productivity. That I'm sure of. Can you hand me that tissue over there? Thank you. Oh, don't mind the mess you've made. I always think the messier, the more efficient we were, the more effective. This job, you gotta know how to get your hands dirty, you know? And your mouth messy. I'll just retouch anyways. I have to see the boss in 2 hours and give him an update about how we've been doing so far. And I know he can be a little bit pushy, but it's only because it's such a critical season, a critical couple of days. But I think we're on track, and I think I can convince him of that. So, what I'd like for you to do now, as I said, is to finish off the papers, make sure that you really have accurate projections, see if you've missed anything. And if you have really checked everything, I would like to have your entire body of work. I'll be reviewing them maybe tomorrow evening, if that's okay with you. Okay, have it tomorrow evening. If indeed the numbers are still the same, then there's something wrong with the books, and I need to double check on that. In fact, I would invite you to come over if you can also stay over a little bit longer so that both of us can detect what's up. Otherwise, if the numbers are different, then that's great. Still, send it over to me. I'll do a more thorough review. Otherwise, I think it's pretty good. I think you're pretty good. You're pretty accurate with these things. But I just wanted you to double check. Okay. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming over and showing me your progress. It's good to know that I have someone who is quite reliable when it comes to these deadlines. I didn't expect you to come over this quickly. And thank you for letting me know that me and the secretary might have to deal with a couple of privacy issues. But honestly, if it gave you and the boys a boost of morale, I don't mind. I mean, it really does help with productivity. And thank you for coming over and sharing with me that you were distracted so we can deal with it. Before anything else, I understand it's a very stressful time because of how important that we get this presentation right. And I'm glad that you took responsibility and you came over to me. Okay? So I'll see you tomorrow at around 5 p.m. I'll do a quick review and then I'll let you know if we need to stay over a little bit later to finalize everything. Okay? Great. See you.